analysts ever, the legendary Mike Milbury. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mike, did you enjoy yesterday's game in Pittsburgh?
I loved every minute of it. I loved especially the last 5 minutes of it, and it was great TV, and who knew that Jaromir Jagr in his old age was going to become a poetic saying, you know, the hockey gods always make it interesting, and they did it again today. I thought it was great. I thought it was great theater. I thought it was great TV, and I thought we had some villains born yesterday.
Well, you are right about all that, Mike. It was phenomenal to watch on TV. And here's the thing. In your vast experience in hockey, have you ever seen a coach teetering up on the ledge, challenging an assistant coach on the other bench? How common is that?
Well, it's not totally common, but I can remember being in such a perch, or at least trying to climb over the boards to get at somebody to make a point. I thought that was good. And I thought that Dan Bylsma should have took off his skirt and gone over there and
So you think that it looked bad that his assistant had to do the fight for him, Mike?
I thought it was pathetic. And, you know, the only thing that disappointed me from the Flyers side is that Berube, tough guy Berube, is holding back Laviolette. I thought he would have been pushing him forward.
All right, now, Mike.
Yeah, make it happen.
Mike, I got to tell you, I said that Berube called. He's not that happy with me because I said he's a peacemaker now. He used to be a tough guy. What happened to him? I had the same reaction you did.
Clearly, your age has tempered this guy. You know? This should be, you know what? They should make a new rule. There's like one game a year you can have a bench clearing brawl. They should do that next Saturday. Don't you think that'd be the perfect time? No. Like, get it all on the table because there's a lot to settle after that.
Absolutely.
And this whole thing got started. The whole thing got started. Who started this whole thing, in your opinion?
We felt Crosby did, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Little Goody Two-Shoes goes to the corner and gives the shot to Shen. Shen was late to the party. I mean, he should have turned around and drilled him right away.
Right.
But I guess better late than never. And so, you know, Crosby gets cross-checked. Big whoop, you know? And when you're going to go into those scrums, and he said after he came back from his, you know, 35th concussion, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to get in the scrums. I'm going to stay away from that stuff. And he couldn't help himself because there's a little punk in Crosby. He's not the perfect gentleman. He's not that little sweet kid that you see in all those interviews with his hat pulled down over his eyes. I say, screw him. Hit him whenever he gets the opportunity.
Here's the thing, Mike. I mean, you've seen a lot of really great players in your experience from Gretzky on to now. How do you categorize a guy who has all of his skills but then has this punk in him? Does that take away from his overall persona in your eyes?
No, I like the guys that are a little dirty and a little cheap. You know, look at Malkin yesterday. I mean, that guy was... How about his, like, cheap spear on Bourdon when he was down on the ice? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes you just your blood boil, and you want to get even right away with a guy like that. But I don't mind that. It adds a little drama to the game. The guy wants to win. You know he's ready to compete, and he'll do anything it takes, including crossing the lines of etiquette, in order to make a point to win.
And very rarely do you see him whine to the referees either. Malkin, he doesn't as often as Crosby anyway look like he's trying to draw penalties.
No, well, Crosby, he writes the book on whining. You know, he's been actually, I think, a little better since he's come back from his last injury. But, no, he whines as much as anybody. He's Gretzky-like in his whining.
Right. Mike, a few minutes ago, Craig Berube called in because I had been giving him kind of a hard time. And he said that...
You took the call? And yeah. Why did you take the call?
He's nuts.
Al made me take the call, Mike. Al Morgan.
Because I didn't want to get hurt.
Right. But here's the thing, Mike. All right. That when he called in, I said, look, if you did have to fight Granato, would you be able to handle him? And he was offended that I asked the question. So I'll just, if he had to fight Granato, would he still tune Granato up, or is it possible that he's lost his right point, you know, his right hook?
Based on yesterday's actions during the melee where he was trying to play Mr. Fix-It over there, I'd say he'd probably be a 50-50 bet now. Granato had a little pit bull in him when he played, you know. He wasn't a shrinking violet, you know. He probably would, you know, probably start the fight by coming from behind. But, you know, the racial Ruby's acting lately, all bets are off.
Chief looked a little heavy, too. He's been eating a lot of it.
And Mike, let me get to the obviously these two teams. It's all but certain I'm going to face each other.
Jonesy, people in glass houses shouldn't throw
stones. We look great, buddy. Don't worry.
Hey, Mike, how do you see the matchup in the playoffs, Flyers versus Penguins?
Well, you know, every time they play, it looks like Pittsburgh's going to beat them like 9-2. And then all of a sudden, the Flyers come storming back. They hang around, and they find a way to win. They've won 4 out of 5 games against them. They've all been close. But you would think that in a run-and-gun situation, Jonesy and I were talking about it yesterday, run-and-gun, you'd think that you wouldn't want to do that with Pittsburgh. But Philadelphia seems to do it, and they seem to come out on the better end of it. So I think it's a really intriguing matchup. And you know what? They're going to have to settle this sort of this acrimony earlier rather than later and see how things settle up. You're going to find some guys are going to shrink away. You're going to find some guys step up to the plate. And they had a lot of guys from that 09 Cup on Pittsburgh, but there's probably close to a 50% turnover. So some guys haven't been there. But when it gets to this level of intrigue, of intensity, guys are going to react differently, and it should be a great series, and how people settle their differences here and then get on to playing the game and how they react to those battles is going to tell the story. But right now, I couldn't bet against Pittsburgh, but based on the results, pretty tough to bet against the Flyers as well. So it should be a great series.
Hey, Mike, the X factor for the Flyers is going to be the goaltender, obviously. Could you kind of give us your take on Briscaloff in this first season here in Philadelphia?
Well, I didn't study psychiatry growing up, but the guy's a little loose, isn't he? I mean, you're going to depend on this guy? I mean, this is Ken Gigi and one flew over the cuckoo's nest. I have no idea. I mean, let's just see what happens. He's been brilliant. He's been awful. And he's been on Saturn. He's been on Jupiter. I don't know. Hopefully he's on, you know, on Broad Street when the series begins and he can play hockey, but I hate to put my hat on him. And you know, the other thing, Fleury hasn't been all that great lately, and Pittsburgh's let up a ton of goals.
Right.
A ton of goals, almost, you know, 3.5 goals a game over their last 10 or 11. So it's, you know, goaltending on both sides will always plays a major factor, but it's in both cases, I think it's a little uncertain right now.
Right. Mike, one last thing, because we both have in common the opportunity to work regularly with Keith Jones. I know you do it there at NBC. Is it a great thrill for you also, or how do you feel about it?
I don't know. It's like it's a cleansing process with Jonesy. Every time you go through it, you know, you feel good going into the system, and you come out of the show, and you just feel like, well, I don't know. We got it out of our system where it's over with. We'll start again and we'll try and see if we can make some sense of it. You know, Jonesy, if Jonesy was in yesterday's game, who would he have been? Probably would have been like Shen or Malkin or somebody that was really irritating, don't you think?
Yep.
Well, the skills of Malkin, I'm sure I would have
right.
had.
We know he would have been near the bench area no. when the brawl broke out.
Yeah. Well, Jonesy's, I guess to sum it up, working with Jonesy, he's just as irritating to you as he is to me.
Mike, you know we love your work at NBC. Anytime, we'd love to have you on. Thank you, Mike.
Gentlemen, take care.
The great Mike Milbury. What a riot that
he's
guy
a beauty.
Is. Is he one of the all-timers? All right, here's what we're going to do. We only got a couple of minutes here. I just need the name. Al, you be ready, because you got the number one dirty player, right?
Yes.